They pick up now with the sixth Sefer. They've been spending quite a while on the first two phases of the Sefer. First, we saw the introduction in Parakal, and sort of laid the framework, laid the groundwork, a perspective on life, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, aspects of Olam Hashem, and then we moved on to phase number two. From Torah, we went to Zehirut, to developing thoughtfulness, developing a contemplative side, an appreciation of the gravitas of life. And now, was it important? We're not ready to get enthusiastic. We're not ready to put a smile on our faces and move on to the third step. And here in Parak Vav, Achara Zehirus Yavoa Jesus. After the sense of developing a sense of focus and self-reflection, we move on to enthusiasm. We move on to energy, we move on to Jesus. In a sense, the contemplativeness and the thoughtfulness, the self-reflection of the hearers was making sure to not do certain things. The reason is going to be moving us forward in terms of energy in what we do accomplish. That blend of those two items. Moving away from the wrong thing, and then we create space in our mind, we create space in our heart, cutting out some of the things we ought not be busy with, and now we can move forward in a positive, proactive way. What is the reason? Hakdama lemitzvos ulahashlama tiyano. The reason is all about. Jesus is all about, again, a pair of ideas. Hakdama lemitzvos, moving ahead to do mitzvos, and Hakdamah to Hashlamah Sinyana, moving forward to finish it off. Sounds like starting and closing. And we're going to see how this plays out over the next couple of months. In paragraph 3, again, we're here on paragraph Vav and Mitzvah Hashem, is that, what does this mean? This reason Magdim Lemitzvah. So let's understand what is the reason, what's the draw, why is it necessary? K'moshe tarich tikus tadol ashkafa rabba, linatzeh mokshe yeta. It's just like you need a lot of reflection and thought to avoid the snares of the Yetzer Hara, to be saved from the traps and to entirely avoid so that it not overpower us, so to keep the Yetzer Hara out of our zone. And that's what we've been talking about last couple of rockins. It's going to also require thought and strategy and wisdom and reflection to figure out how am I going to maximize my mission, maximize doing the right thing. How can I accomplish as much as I possibly can? So I have to seize mitzvahs. Kikamoshim misadev in paragraph 4. Kikamoshim misadev mishadel yitzara b'tachpulosa v'hapilos adam b'machmos chet. Just like an aspect of yitzara, it is the temptation to do the wrong thing, temptation to fall into the pit of Ches, to fall into the traps of Ches. It's I was also interested when Noah Mimenu Asiyasanitzos will add in it to prevent us from doing this and to really destroy them. Oh, what does this mean? It says, look, Yisapet Yisapel, he's going to sort of, coast along, and look, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not going to do a favor. You're doing it. Upon Tal, show up to Davin, show up to learn, I give Tzaka, I write the check, I'll do my thing. I'm not leaving that mitzvah. I'm misrapel, misasel. It's weak. I'm not seizing it. And you used before the language of lechoz. They're holding on to something tightly. The reverse is lehisrapel. I'm holding sort of a dead fish. I'm holding like a dead fish. I'm not holding on tight. No, I don't have a good grip. Yes, I fell. I'm lazy. I don't have a good grip on this. A solid grip. I'm not energized. I'm doing, but I'm lazy. It's out of aspect. Lois Hazek, we're in the Dolph Achraim. I'm just sort of moving with inertia without reinforcing. And consciously strengthening myself to run after those mitzvahs. Really smoke about both to run after them and to support them. Sounds, by the way, like the pair of this pair of The terms in paragraph A, that was a lot. It's a pair of terms in paragraph B, which are like, there's reasons to get started in the mitzvah and reasons to complete the mitzvah. Here too, am I running after it, pursuing the mitzvah to get in, and am I mitzvah to also have the strength to support the mitzvah, to keep them going, to sustain them? So if I'm not in that place, I'm not, you know, injecting myself with enthusiasm about seizing opportunities, enthusiasm about keeping good projects done, then you shall earn a rich from the hand of other. Even though I'm going to end up empty. And that might not be, it's worth considering. You might say, yeah, this is pretty obvious, but we often don't think this way. I think this paragraph A, this idea of the way he's presenting sort of the core ideas of his reasons, actually a big kiddush. But I think if we think about the unspoken assumptions that drive the way we actually live, not if you were to ask me, what would I say? But if you think about what are the assumptions that sort of underpin the way we actually operate, I think we do feel. So I think all of us sometimes feel like, you know, I'm doing the right thing. I'm coasting, okay. I can't really be focused on it. Right now, you know. I feel like if I'm coasting along, doing good stuff and doing this is more or less, I feel like, you know, it's not amazing, but it's good. So I'm doing this. And then Ramchal says, yeah, but if you're honest with yourself, you're going to be empty. You're really not going to have, if you're just, you know, operating, if you're just inertial, you're just, you know, on neutral, posting along, you're actually going to come out with not just won't be of amazing quality. I will end up missing a lot of opportunities entirely. The Tiraki, he kind of Adam Kaved Mo'od. We have, so to speak, a heavy nature. Inertia is very strong. After it's a chomer is got. There's a certain coarseness to our physical side. There's a certain stagedness to our physical side. So, you know, I is what I is. Growth movement is not necessarily natural. It's incredibly important. That's not automatic. Inertia is not only a principle of physics, it's a principle of human psychology also. So you can say, you know, stick with what we are and stay where we are. To be dynamic and to be growing requires energy, requires work, requires pushing. Most of us don't naturally seek to work harder than we need to. If I want to succeed at anything of value, it certainly wants to be the thing of greatest eternal value. I want to succeed at being Ovid Hashem, Ovid my Creator. I'm going to, it will only work successfully if I directly take on my natural tendency towards pleasure. I will only be successful at being an Eved, at being an Ovid, if I directly address and counteract and change my natural tendency to just coast, to just stay in place. Because then, as I'm hobbled on to say in paragraph 4, look, now, allow myself to stay in the palm of my heaviness. And I allow myself to stay in the palm, in the track of inertia and laziness and just sort of, you know, skating by and seeking just to check off the boxes. I die who should have clear. If I'm not enthusiastic, if I'm not driven, if I'm not ambitious, I'm not going to have success. We all know it's true. There's a mission to pick up. To have the guts of a leopard, light as a bird, fast as a deer, as powerful as a lion, we could focus on the specific significance of any one of those four metaphors. And in fact, in the past, I believe we have seen. The discussion of Az Kaname, that was in the previous parak, where he spoke about Azus de Kedusha, having the inner strength of conviction to be able to do what's right even in the face of negative peer pressure. And each of these four metaphors means something specific. But the overall sense of the whole, of the quartet of all of them, is a sense of energy. We're going to have to move, we're going to have to fly, we're going to have to fly. Came on the Chachamim. First is the four things that require ongoing push. Four things that won't just work automatically. Four things in life that need ongoing effort. I need to keep pushing, keep pushing. Otherwise, by nature, things will grind to a halt. And through them are Torah and Matzah Tov. So there you have it. You can't rely on coasting. Rely on coasting as much as it won't be excellent. We're going to lose out even more than we're not going to realize how much we're losing out on. Nikamalihu, if you want it, black on white, in the opening Sukkim of Sefer Yeshua, in the first part, Chazak Ve'amas, this is a familiar place to many of us as the Hafsara of Zos Abraha, and it is the first paragraph of Nevi'im. Chazak Ve'amas, Ma'od, L'shmar, L'asos, K'ho, Torah, Shet, Sivcha, Moshe, Avdi. The words of the Kadosh Baruch, he needs to be strong, he needs to be tough, he needs to have that tough, but it's to be tough in your conviction, to be powerfully dedicated to your conviction. Very much so, no, in order to keep it, to do the entirety of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitted to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. He was there, Hashem. Moshe Avdi, he chizukot av mishot zechpot ha-tada ahapko. Success requires sustained effort. Success requires intense sustained effort. That's the basic concept of Jesus. If the first step was the heroes, if the first step was to spend time thinking, to carve out the time to ponder and to reflect, become a contemplative person, to recognize the value of the gravitas of the task at hand, of the life with which we've been trusted, the second step is now that you see it, you gotta go get them. Second step is now that you understand, now that you're thinking, now the energy, now the mouth has to come in. Now you have to, easy opportunity. Got to go do it. And he points out that there are vivid images in several places in Sefer Mishlei. One of the recurring motifs that Shlomo raises of the first of Sefer Mishlei is the cost of being an atzel. The cost of being allow myself to coast in my laziness and not seeking to rise above it. Let's take a look at some of the vignettes, some of the images of Shlomo paints. Beginning with paragraph X. Mishlei paragraph, Ma'at shenos, Ma'at shenos, a little more sleep, hit the snooze button again and again, Ma'at chalak yadayim l'shkaf, seeking to do less, revok ma'ach reishcha, machtarcha to ishmagein, losing out. It's all about machtor. That encapsulates one of the main theses that the Nesiyos Hasharim has been pushing over the course of this paragraph so far, as he writes the end of paragraph 10. He's not actively doing anything wrong. He's avoiding Averos, who may be a Torah of the Sheval Kachashval. But you're bringing it on your head. It may not be evil. It may not be wrong. I'm not doing bad things. But it can be wrong to lead out the things you ought to be doing as well. To do that, the Sheval Kach is also a problem. So that's number one. That coasting is not acceptable. If I'm coasting, it's not just, I'm not growing, if I'm not striving, if I'm not dynamic, if I'm not ambitious. It's not just, it's not that I'm doing okay, I'm not doing everything I could be doing. You're not going to be doing okay. Pieces are getting nothing. You go to Pasuk in the paragraph you've passed that makes a similar point. And then, let's move to paragraph Yon. He says, look at the vivid picture that he paints. Let's close for now with these sukkim, and we'll pick up next time the way in which Ramchal works with these sukkim. A good way to close for today. Paragraph Yud. Amar Ozu Ba'era Asa Aftal Deyur Ti'uri. The Shlomo Melech initially wanted to paint a vivid picture for us of the cost of being an Aftal. Mashi Yikavi Vali Nyar Yom Yom. How is this going to play out? How's it going to unfold? What's it going to generate from day to day? I'll say Yishat Tal Avarti. quote from the 24th parak of Mishlei. I passed by, and as you're walking down the road, I passed by, there's a field here, there's a field here, we're passing different properties. We live in suburbia, so we pass different front yards, different lawns, and different homes. If you're traveling down the road in a rural area, passing this one's farm and that one's farm, pass by a farm, one of the farms in the string of farms I passed by was a farm of a lazy farmer, a field of a lazy farmer, a feish atel avarti, a kerem adam chasar lein. I passed by the vineyard of a man who is acting mindlessly. He's missing lane, or perhaps he's missing heart. He's missing enthusiasm. Covered with weeds. And I saw that picture Shlomo Melech described. I took it to heart. Wow. I saw that. And his expression of persistence there. I took Musa from it. It impacted me. And that's the pasuk that you mentioned before. Ma'at Shinoz was a repeat of that. I realized that, that this image is a metaphor for me. From a lyric perspective, that thing, that he paints a metaphorical picture, and then the narrator himself exclaims, this is metaphorical. And it's powerful to think about. The impact, the cost of being an atmo, the cost of a lack of passion, something we're going to pick up with the next time. We're going to have to stay on the line for questions. I both say thank you so much.